Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
For this week's industry review, I'm joined by three people who work in and on the Irish waters. Ben MacDonald is the creative director of the Big Style Adventure Sports Company in Dunleary. Captain Jimmy Flannery of Dingle Sea Safari and Dingle Dolphin Tours also joins us, as does Brian Downey, the owner of the cruise company Shannon River. So you're all very welcome. Ben, we might start with you. You have an interesting business, seems to have a lot of moving parts to it. You've got a paddleboard business in Dunleary. You run adventure trips up in Mayo. There's a kiteboarding company in there somewhere. And you also sell pizza. I love this, the diversity of this business. Tell us more.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. It's always kind of tricky to sum up in one sentence. But we've got a load of water sports, paddleboarding out in Dunleary. And then we've got a hotel in Mayo, Southwest Mayo, out past Lewisburg, right on the edge of the Wild Atlantic Way, where we do surfing, yoga, hiking, paddleboarding. And we do these all-inclusive weekends where it's about like healthy eating, like good music, a bit of crack.
And how did the what's the connection between Dunleary and Mayo, or how did that come about?
Well, myself and my business partner Chris are from Dublin, and we would have started out. Chris started out the business teaching kitesurfing out the back of a van, and then I'd been in school with Chris, and I wanted to learn kitesurfing, and I was like, here. What if I do with the website in return for the lessons? I worked as a graphic designer and video maker, and he was like, yeah, go for it. And then we started running the trips and built up the business enough for me to quit my full-time job. And then we were running trips to Mayo, doing kitesurfing trips there. And then we started doing paddleboarding and surfing. We started the hotel at Mayo. And we were always doing paddleboarding in Dublin during this time and kitesurfing. And then the paddleboarding has just become more and more popular, and we managed to get a spot in Dunleary Harbour, which is just the perfect place to come and learn paddleboarding. It's nice and sheltered.
I know it well. Dunleary Harbour, it's where I spend most of my days. But thanks for joining us, Ben. We'll come back to you in a second. Can I also introduce to our listeners Captain Jimmy Flannery, the Dingle Sea Safari and Dolphin Tours down there in the beautiful Dingle. Jimmy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bubba. Thanks for having me on.
Lovely to talk to you, Jimmy. Tell us about Dingle. And I know we don't want to talk too much about the departed Dolphin, but your business is thriving regardless of any dolphins. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, look, we're very, very lucky. We started this up, Bobby, in 2016. We were lucky to be kind of ahead of the game before fungi disappeared on us, you know. So we're going very well. It's as busy as we could ever imagine. We're to capacity all the time, to be honest, and we're nearly booked up about a week in advance at the moment. So it's going very, very well for us.
And tell us this, Jimmy, is there, in terms of the staycation market, how busy is Dingle at the moment from what you see on the ground there?
Yeah, I mean, look, only for the Irish, we were in deep trouble, but definitely the staycation, it's working. People are coming out in force, and they seem to be happy. The one thing we have noticed is just people seem to be a bit more organized. They're getting booked up, and you know, and we're seeing that with the bookings, that it is booking, you know, so far in advance. So Dingle is flying. It's actually
that's good.
Booming.
And tell me this, you offer rib tours, so you do a speedboat tour around the Blasket Islands. Is there restricted access there, or can anybody visit, or how does all that work?
Well, basically, we don't land on the Blasket Island. We're offering a different experience that kind of wasn't being done. I mean, people were doing trips around the Blaskets before, but on the slower boats, we're doing it a lot quicker. There's more, you know, there's more of a buzz, more of a thrill of the whole thing on the open ribs. And the sea life that's out there, it's just people don't realize that, you know, dolphins are you know, native to the country. I mean, we have... 80-90% of the time we're seeing the dolphins, but the wildlife that we're seeing this year, we have never ever seen it before. On Wednesday or Thursday, actually, we started off with dolphins. We had dolphins, we had minke whales, we had fin whales, we had humpback whales, and two orcas showed up in the last trip in the evening.
No way.
So we've just never ever before seen it. Now that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but
right,
you know, the wildlife is there, and the dolphins and the minke whales, they're more or less resident. Now guarantee it. On the tour, you have the history, the geology, you'll have the Great Blasket Islands. We give the tour of all that. Anything else is a bonus, but the bonus this year, Bobby, just has been
Yeah,
phenomenal.
well, I can actually endorse that because I sailed a boat from Dunleary via Kinsale to Skull last week, and I must have seen 2 dozen, maybe 3 dozen dolphins over the period of 36 hours, and it's always a beautiful sight whenever you see it.
Oh,
Absolutely,
absolutely.
most
You know,
beautiful
there's
sight.
no doubt about that. And what people just, I think, don't realize is, you know, is the amount of sea life that is actually there. With the high speed boats, Bobby, we're covering between 30 and 40 miles on each of the trip. It takes 2.5 to 3 hours. And you know, if you cover that much water, you know, in that time, the chances are of seeing stuff is just, you know,
Oh yeah,
pretty good.
that's great, Jimmy. Let's talk to Brian Downey. He's the owner of the cruise company Shannon River. Brian, you're very, very welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Bobby. I appreciate the opportunity.
No,
Thank
not
you.
at all. And great to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about your business, Brian. I understand you were a web designer that ended up almost by default in the cruise hire business.
Yeah, I sort of fell into it, as it were. No, we originally, 20 years ago, my parents, or my wife's parents, had a house in Rimouski, lovely little village on the Shannon. And we spent a lot of time here, so we decided we'd move up, and we were actually a computer shop, is what we were going to open, but that didn't work out for a number of reasons. So I did some web design and found myself mostly with nothing to do. So I decided to build a website on the river, more of a travel guide than anything else, because I just looked around. I mean, Rimouski's beautiful, and the river is fantastic.
Yeah,
and I thought I'd just do a little bit of a travel guide. You know, I was getting some work, but back in 2000, there wasn't a huge demand for websites around Rimouski and Longford and so on. So I built that, and then I approached the cruiser companies and became an agent. So now we're basically agents for all six cruiser companies.
Yeah,
every boat on the river.
Okay, so that's what I figured the model was. So that you've basically, you collectively represent the cruise hire businesses, and again, you basically have access to all six or whatever you have on your books.
Sure.
So how many boats then do you actually have available for hire?
In total, I was trying to count them before I come on, and I couldn't. There's 70 different models, and some of those there's only two, and some of them there's 20. So I'd say you're talking about 500-600 boats altogether.
Wow.
Between all the cruiser companies. Now, some of them have bigger fleets, some have smaller, and that's all the way from up Knockairn all the way down to Lochdaird.
Yeah.
So different, you know.
And tell us this, Brian. Again, I'm fortunate enough to have been on the Shannon many times on cruise boats. But, you know, I think it's important to get the message out that cruising on the Shannon can be for everybody, can't it?
Absolutely. It is. It's more on, just like Ben, your last speaker, this is probably, the pandemic has done us a great deal of good. So cruising on the Shannon is like a bucket list holiday. A lot of my clients have said that. It's on their bucket list. It's something they've always wanted to do. And over the last couple of years, a lot of them have done it. And the feedback overwhelmingly positive. It is probably, well, I'm biased, obviously. I think it's the best holiday you're ever going to have, you know. But don't listen to me. But it is really, it's very relaxing. The boats are all limited. They go very slowly. So basically, you have no choice. You kick back, you travel down the river, you look as life goes past.
Yeah.
You stop in little small towns and villages, eat, drink, you know. It is.
Isn't, and there's a new place every night. And there's, you know, that's what I absolutely love about it. Just going from a place to another place and all that beauty on the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it. I mean, as I say, the river itself is fantastic. And then mostly small villages, you know, not overly touristic, but all nice. And then a couple of big towns, you've got Athlone and Enniskillen, all the way down to Killaloe, you know. So,
yeah.
But mostly small little places and really good places to eat, little gems, little hidden gems that people wouldn't normally see, if you know what I mean, unless they're on a boat.
And how is business on the river this at this time of the year? It must be strong, is it?
Capacity at the moment.
Wow.
And for the last few weeks, for the next couple of weeks. As I said, the pandemic has been good for that. I think most non-service accommodation providers have done well because basically, even if people are concerned, you know, they can isolate. You're on a boat, you know, you don't have to go anywhere. Same with like caravan parks, I believe, are doing well, and self-catering accommodation because you can isolate and it is safe. So it has done really well the last couple of years.
That's
it
great.
Capacity, I'd say, yeah.
Let's go back to you, Ben, the creative director of Big Style Adventure Sports Company. The paddleboarding in Dunleary, you mentioned it there. So tell us a little bit about how that works, how much it costs, that kind of thing, if people would like to go and do something a bit different for a day.
Yeah, paddleboarding, we've got a spot down Dunleary Harbour, in the Cole Harbour on the near the West Pier. And yeah, we offer lessons and rental. Paddleboarding is like just exploded the past, like this year, really, like it's impossible.
It's good for the core, they tell me.
Yeah, good for the core, good for the balance, but it's a really accessible way to get on the water as opposed to other kind of water sports. Might be a bit more high octane, you'd be getting into big waves and stuff. This is just, you're getting in on calm water. It's open like from like 5 years old to 50 year olds to 60 year olds, like anybody can do it. It's open to all ages, and yeah, you just come down. We do 90-minute sessions, and yeah, Dunleary is the perfect spot. It's great to see the
harbour. It's funny, isn't it? Like I've been living in Dunleary a long time, but to see the amount of people now on paddleboards and using the water as opposed to a few years ago, like the growth has been exponential.
Yeah, no, it's huge. Like when we first got them, there's like we'd be the only people in the waters. Now everyone's coming down and they have their own boards. So like a lot of people who come to us now are people who've just bought their own boards and just want like to learn the basics of like the safety, what to look out for, the basic paddling techniques, you know, and just getting comfortable.
I wanted to mention water safety as I think it's important, given that, you know, our three businesses that we're talking to here this morning are all on the water. Jimmy, water safety, use of life jackets, all that good stuff. Can you just remind our listeners how important it is?
Absolutely. You know, one of the main things, of course, our top priority is safety. Our on these open boats, we provide all wet gear as well. So you have, and the boats are up to a very, very high standard. You know, they're surveyed on a two-yearly basis from the Department of the Marine. Everybody has, you know, all the wet gear, big sailing gear, so you're not going to get cold. And then, of course, your life jacket on top of that. So that's our priority, is to keep people as safe and as comfortable. Our trips aren't about, you know, going out there and it like a speedboat, you know, to scare the living daylights out of people. The reason we have these big open high speed boats is for comfort, and it's to make people comfortable in them. And you know, if it is a bit choppy, we just slow down, we take it a bit easier. And I think that's why people are getting, you know, I mean, the feedback has been just unbelievable. And we were lucky enough to be voted number three on TripAdvisor of you know, things to do in Ireland at the moment, which is
that's great.
massive thing to get, you know. So yeah.
Brian, just again, tragically, we've seen lives lost on our lakes and rivers over the past 6 to 8 weeks. Have you a message of safety for the people who use these wonderful facilities?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just be safe. I mean, if you have the proper safety gear, it is compulsory to wear life jackets when up on deck on a boat. The boats we have, they're quite big. They go quite slowly, so there's not much chance of being booked off. But even at that, you know, falling in the water is not really a big deal if you're safe. If you've got a life jacket on, you just get back out again. You know what I mean? And kids go swimming off the boats, just be careful where you swim. Some parts of the river have strong currents. Like if you swim near a lock, there's very little current because the lock controls it, you know. So just basic. I mean, all the cruiser companies, the staff there will give good advice on safety. If you want to swim, where you can swim, where it's safe to swim, when not to swim. And as I say, all the safety equipment is provided. So good safety. Yeah.
Who are the typical customers that you're seeing this year, Brian? Obviously, it's predominantly Irish folk, which is great.
Yeah, it's funny, really. The last couple of years have been difficult to call anything. This year, I've noticed very early on, around the middle of January, I think families realised that they weren't getting out. So this year, predominantly families, early bookers. They were the first ones to book. They booked all the bigger boats. Sometimes you had two families going out on one boat. So they all went first. And it's still almost all families, all Irish, all families.
Yeah.
So few people from abroad. Obviously, with the quarantine and so on, it's not really worth their while. A great opportunity, I would think, for domestic tourism, for every tourist business in Ireland. It's the first time we've had this numbers. And people are seeing things that they've never seen before in Ireland, if you know what I mean. So I'm sort of cautiously hopeful that maybe they'll come back to all of us next year.
Yeah, I think you could be right. I also think another thing, Brian, is that, you know, if you have a couple of families and you take a few boats, it's a great way to go up and down, you know, you're kind of cruising company. And
yes,
there's
yep.
an element of security and safety around it as well as everything else. But it's a lovely way to spend some time with a few families.
Yeah, we had quite a lot of that this year as well. Multiple bookings for boats. You know, people looking for several boats as opposed to looking for because their families are going with them. So we've had all that this year as well. I mean, it's as I say, it's been good. And hopefully, you know, it'll do tourism good in Ireland, you know, domestic tourism good for the next few years. I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. It will. Back to you then, Ben. You mentioned kiteboarding there. How difficult is that as a sport to... It looks to me to be, I've never done it, but it looks to me to be moderately tricky, let's call it.
It's tricky at the start. It's tricky. There's a lot of equipment and bits to pick up at the start. But then once you've got the manage of that, it's easy. It's kind of a good learning progression after that. Whereas like with surfing, we do a lot of surfing out in our place in Mayo, and we've got a surf school out there. And surfing is much less equipment. You know, you just got the board, you got a leash, and then you're in the water. And maybe in the first lesson or two, you'll be standing up. But then surfing is a much slower progression. You're spending a few years trying to get the hang of it.
And would kite surfing, kite boarding, as you call it, would that be more difficult than windsurfing?
They'd be
first cousins, would they?
Yeah. First cousins, or maybe kiteboarding would be the nephew of windsurfing. It's a bit easier. The gear is just a lot smaller, so you can pack it down, put it in the back of your car. Whereas windsurfers have like big boards and have to put it on the roof of the car and haul it around. It's a really great sport to get into that you can do in Dublin, you can do outside Dublin. We're finding surfing and paddleboarding is where we're really putting our focus. And then yoga as well. It's becoming a big thing for us out west. Yoga and healthy eating and
so it's funny the way they all link, isn't it, in your business, that you can link them all up together.
Well, that's the idea. It's like when there's no wind, you go paddleboarding. If there's waves, you go surfing. If there's nothing at all or there's loads of wind, you go kite surfing. And in the morning, you might go doing yoga. Or if it's raining, you might go for a hike. It's about just taking advantage of the outdoors. And that's kind of what Big Style is about.
And working with the weather. And speaking of the weather, Captain Jimmy Flannery, obviously, you know, a huge influencer of how trade goes, you know, good weather, bad weather, and its implications.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, the rain, regardless, people, you know, Irish people understand it rains in Ireland and that's it. So we
just dress accordingly,
Yeah, I mean, we are organised for that, you know, there's no doubt about that. Wind conditions is what bothers us, of course, and that's the only thing that will stop us. Is the strong winds, but as for the rain and stuff, you know, Irish people are understand it, and we see it is definitely Irish people that, for the last 2 years, they have kept us, kept us going, without them. So I suppose, you know, once you dress accordingly, and people, if the Irish do anything, they talk enough about the weather anyway, so we know what the weather is. Yesterday we did have to cancel our afternoon tours. It just got to a stage that it just wasn't suitable, and our motto always is, look, we'd prefer people to be sorry they didn't go than sorry they did. So that's just the way we operate, you know?
It's a good philosophy. Just because, again, you'll always end on the right side with a philosophy such as that. Well, look, it's been a fascinating discussion. Again, it's a sector I'm particularly interested in, but I hope our listeners now have been invigorated. And it's great to see so many people, is it not, out there on the water. We seem to have a new love of the sea and the waterways as a result of the pandemic. So it can only be good. And I hope it's good for all of your three businesses. So thank you to Ben McDonald, the creative director of Big Style Adventure Sports in Dunleary and indeed Mayo. Captain Jimmy Flannery of Dingle Sea Safari and Dingle Dolphin Tours, thank you. And Brian Downey, the owner of the Shannon River Cruise Company organisation, thank you for joining us.